just lay completely still. Don't breathe.
Yeah, I'll be done soon.
That's disgusting. You are worse than that lady who doesn't want to marry gay people.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Matt. And this is episode zero.
No, this is... Is this a test recording?
No, this is us. We've started.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't even give me warning.
I know. That's how
we
I roll.
About this.
Well, we talk about a lot of things, and sometimes I ignore what
square
you say.
Wheels.
And okay, I do my own thing.
Yeah, you can't roll with square wheels.
But I certainly try, and you have to give me points for that.
That's right. I'd like to welcome everyone along with my friend here, Dan.
And I'd like to welcome everyone here, too, with my friend, Matt.
That's very nice of you. That's very nice of you.
Thank
it's heartwarming
you.
To hear you.
You
talk like that after the last hour. So,
yeah, we've actually been recording for about an hour now, just trying to get to a point where we feel ready to speak to all of you wonderful listeners.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So I'd like to start us off with recent personal events.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry to air my grievances in public, but I had a recent personal event with you, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I found my grandmother's picture on your desk, and I've been wondering...
I have to stop you right there. I have a perfectly valid...
No, I just need to know... Did you...
Only once.
Okay. I mean, she did like Italian food, so I can't really blame you. And I just want
to
know how...
I'm sorry you had to see that. Towards the end of her life, her and I grew very close, and... I was very fond of her cooking, mostly, but from the kitchen, you know, things kind of went into the bedroom.
The bedroom and the kitchen are pretty far apart. I just don't understand how.
Well, you know the saying about food and a man and hearts.
Parts?
Hearts. My
hearts.
Heart. Yeah. She cooked enough to get into my heart through my penis.
Well, all right. I think I've gotten my answer from you, and I don't like it. But we're here together, and we have to be here together, so it's okay.
Yeah, literally have to be. We're at lethal weapon point. I will not say what sort of weapon. AK-47, AK-47, AK-47.
Oh.
So I had something interesting happen to me today.
Did you?
Yeah, I was on the bus. And because I always ride the bus,
you're a hobo.
Yeah. It's air conditioned.
You don't really have a choice.
It's air conditioned.
Right. You don't really have a choice. You have no home.
I have nowhere in particular to be, but it's just nice to ride the bus, and I can usually bum some tickets off of passersby, so it all works out. So anyway, I was on the bus today, and I was sitting in the back in the middle seat, like I always do. I like to recreate that scene from what's that movie?
Don't make this racist.
Well, everything is racist with me. A Clockwork Orange.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And I sprawl out. I do the man spread. And, I just sit there with my cane, just stare at people. No one ever wants to sit next to me.
I just like to point out I've never seen this movie, and I'm imagining something pretty amazing right now.
It is. It's very amazing. Yeah. So I was doing my normal... Clockwork Orange routine. I had the fake makeup and everything, and I had a glass of milk. And this woman sits down next to me with four bags in her hands. I don't know where she got all these bags from. And she starts talking to me. And I had headphones in. I was
Couldn't she
disconnected.
Tell you're unfriendly?
Exactly. I was trying to be intimidating. And she started talking to me about her cats and the weather. And I didn't care, and I couldn't get away from it because obviously I was on a bus, and the next stop was New York City. That was just happened to be the next stop, and it doesn't make any stops on the turnpike, so I was stuck listening to this woman about and her cats, and then she started showing me the contents of her bags, and I really wish she hadn't.
You know what I wish?
What?
I wish this were a more interesting story. Since we're talking about what we wish.
So moving on, we have some important news. Hillary Clinton was found with about 7 pounds of a green sort of... why don't you tell the story?
Oh, you know, a green sort of human being. We're not sure where she got this human being from. It could have been the woods. It could have been a paint store. It could have been any number of places. But she was found with him. He was in her hand.
How did they know it was a him?
Well, I mean, he had a deep voice.
Oh, it was alive.
So. Oh, yeah, it was a person.
Wow.
Yeah.
A green person. Three people.
Yeah, I know. It's weird, right?
That is really strange, yeah. I almost wouldn't believe that if I didn't read the article myself.
Might lose her the nomination. It's terrible.
Yeah.
I know.
That's crazy. That's some crazy news.
It's important news.
It is.
That's the name of the segment. It's important news.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for delivering that very important
news. I think that was a good segu.
Yeah, I enjoyed your segu.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you explained all of that news, since it was your
well, it was my segment. You know, it's my job to
do this. I really enjoyed your story, unlike the first one.
Thank you. I tried. I worked hard on that. I busted my heels, and I was hot on the tip.
All the phrases that people use to describe things that are hard.
And then there was another news article from this morning. But my computer crashed and I lost it, so we should probably move on.
That's how the cookie spins.
Yep.
So moving on.
Yeah.
We've got a very special segment for you tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's tonight's top topic, and it's something we choose out of a hat. We just mix it around in a hat.
It's a fedora.
Right. It's a fedora. Right. It defends men's rights.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very chivalrous fedora.
We are pro men's abortion here on episode 0.
Absolutely, I would abort all men.
Yep.
And so our topic tonight is very topical. We got it from the news. I've read a newspaper once, and I saw this in there. And I believe that it went something like this. So Donald Trump's hair, right? It's pretty weird. I mean, is it even hair? We've heard about Donald Trump threatening to become an independent candidate if he loses the nomination. But we haven't heard much about his hair. And so I think it's possible that his hair might go independent from him and run for president. Do you think, I'm here to ask you this, Dan.
Wow.
Do you think that his hair has a chance at becoming president?
I think his hair has the same amount of chance at winning the presidential election as any other candidate in the running right now.
Wow.
That may seem like a fanatical stance. But
it's a radical opinion.
Well, hear me out. His hair, I believe, this is just my little pet theory, I believe that his hair has been leading the charge the whole way. I think his hair is linked into his brain. We can't see this because it's just a nest.
Like a parasite. It's like a parasite.
Parasite implies that it's something that needs to be removed. I think that if it emancipated itself from his skull, it could do wonderful things for this country. I would vote for Donald Trump's hair. Wouldn't you?
What do you think his hair's platform? I might. I mean, it depends on what his hair's platform would be. I mean, with your personal relationship with Donald Trump, what do you imagine his hair's platform would be?
See, I've talked to him a lot. I've talked to Donald Trump, the man. I haven't talked to Donald Trump, the hair. I don't know that it has facilities for speech.
Is it an it? Is it a he? Is it a she? Is it all those things?
I can't say. I think in my personal interactions with, again, Donald Trump, the man, I think it's a lady. I think it's a lady hair.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
I would. I think I would love to see a lady hair as president of the United States.
What if that hair was someone's grandmother? I just have to bring that up again.
So on today's business analysis report forecast, Ookla stocks went off the charts this afternoon, showing a 10-to-1 de-increase of market share value in select penny forecasts. Synergistically, this means a lukewarm return for our foreign shortages in the forecast report. Ookla will need to really think outside the box in order to regain investor portfolios.
That's right. Was I not supposed to?
No, you ruined my segment.
You're like a train. You're
in it. Yeah, I was trying to deliver the new. It's like you. It's like a new a weatherman trying to deliver his weather speech, and then someone just walks in front of the camera, in front of the blue screen.
They're supposed to be personable.
Do you know how hard I worked on that segment?
They're supposed to interact with people around.
No, I'm asking you. Do you know how hard I worked on that segment? I interviewed 30 different senior traders for that. To get that information. And that's going to help thousands, literally thousands of people who are going to benefit from that information. And then you just chat all over it.
They actually talk to you?
Yes, yes. Okay, I went to Walmart. I got a suit. I put on a tie, a clip-on tie. And in one of my homeless days into the city, I wandered around Park Avenue and I talked to some people. And they assured me that that was exactly the information that any investor in today's market needed to hear. So thanks for just stomping all over that. I appreciate that.
I applaud your business acumen, if you will.
We're using big words now.
I just want to get through
alopecia.
This. Isn't that hair loss?
I can say words too.
I think you just talked about hair loss. Do you even know what words are?
I think I do.
Well,
so, if I may, unless you plan on interrupting me again.
Mayn't you.
I did even more work for this segment, for this show, rather. And I have sports news.
Sports. Okay, that's how we should introduce it every time.
Yeah. This is the All Sports Big Game Winning News Update. I hear you lip smacking. You're already just torching this segment.
He might be schizophrenic.
Maybe it's me making lip smacking noises.
Maybe you need to calm down and deliver your sports.
Maybe you need to learn the value of a dollar.
Maybe you need to learn the value of someone's grandmother.
NHL insider Chuck Pagankalu pulled an incredible display of finesse and threw a massive 3-1 in the fourth, tearing his ACL in 15 places, earning him the rank of Drew Donkey on his winning streak team of choice, who have already signed him on for a third inning.
Hello?
Hello.
Did you finish?
I did.
I feel confused.
Why?
You lost the music.
What music? There was no music.
Where are you?
What are you talking about?
I don't feel right.
Why? Do we need to bring the music back?
I don't know what it's like without the music.
I feel dizzy. So you're putting me down and calling me schizophrenic because...
Why are you mean?
There was never any music. There was only you and me in our studio.
I don't know. I just feel very disoriented right now.
Why? This is how it's been for the last 3 years with our show.
I didn't think that you made it out of your bout with cancer.
I didn't.
Shit.
Does that concern you?
I don't know why you want to be here.
I'm not here anymore.
I miss you.
I miss me too.
I wish you hadn't died of cancer.
Well, we don't always get what you want.
I got what I wanted at the time.
And I got what I wanted.
Cancer. Well, I know you lived a very long and difficult life. And...
Well, your grandmother really helped me in my last couple years.
I know. That's why I wanted you dead.
And that's why you killed me. That's why you plotted my death and you killed me.
I didn't. I can't give people cancer. I've tried. It doesn't work.
You've tried. Who have you tried this on?
You.
Me.
It didn't work.
Really?
You just had it, incidentally.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to move on. I think we need to move on to our next segment, because progress does not end with us. Progress continues. You can't stop.
You're right.
So let's go.
You're right.
What's up next?
Up next we have Joys and Concerns.
Oh, I love this part, because it has joy in it.
What is your joy this week?
My joy is gummy bears.
Gummy bears.
I love gummy bears.
That was quite a change of tone there. We go from your plotting and murdering of your co-host on the radio to gummy bears.
You asked what my joys are.
I did, and I kind of regret it now, because this shows how shallow and vapid you are.
Well, I just like how squishy and springy they are, and how they split upon contact with your teeth.
I could say the same thing about your grandmother.
What are your concerns, Dan? I'd like to know what they are, so I can make them come true.
To be perfectly honest, my concern is this supposed music that you hear in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate on that at all? I don't.
Well, it was metaphorical music. It was the music of your friendship, which had suddenly disappeared when you got into bed with my grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that tends to happen when your grandmother looks like she does.
I miss that music. The music of your friendship. I miss it.
Bean phone. Bean phone.
Bean phone.
Bean phone.
I feel like it's going to come back any second now.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week. Do you have any final words until next time?
I'd like to wish everyone a happy birthday. At some point in this year, you will have a birthday, unless you die, in which case I'm sorry, but I'd like to wish you a happy birthday in advance. So please enjoy cake, or a free dog, or bananas, whatever your pleasure is. Perhaps gummy bears. Well, I can't help that. So, they're not welcome to listen to this any longer.
Wow. That's harsh.
Wasted birthday greetings, what can I do?
I agree, too. Well, until next week, I'm Dan.
And I'm Matt.
Bye!
Skusnyagin!